Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A four-course dinner, connecting clues, and cake. It's featured in the Quota Club of West Monroe's Night of Cakes. The benefit raises funds through an auction of cakes perfectly created by local personalities. For a preview of the special evening is Quota Club's Amy Johnson and winemaker and cake baker extraordinaire, Jeff Landry of Landry Vineyards. Jeff, Amy, good to see you.
You too.
Thanks for having us.
Jeff, we'll get to you in a moment about your cake because I understand it's going to be a pretty special feature of the evening. Well, Amy, hey, it promises to be a full night of fun with those participating in the Night of Cakes. Tell us more about the lineup of the program.
Well, this year we added a little twist to our program. In the past, we focused more on our main event, which was called West Monroe Quota Club's Night of the Cake, or Cakes. And in the past, we've had local celebrities, personalities attend and do a story about their cake. And then we would proceed with a live auction after their fabulous, humorous, some were sad, but most of them were funny. And so we that's been our focus in the last 11 years. Well, this year we felt like we needed to add a little bit more twist to it, a little more excitement, and we incorporated a dinner theater, our murder mystery dinner theater, which is presented by Murder Is Served. And so it's going to be very interesting, very entertaining. It's not going to be a dull moment, that's for sure. So a few of our celebrities, including Jeff Landry, will be Melanie Massey, who's a physical therapist in West Monroe, Diane Cage, who's the, you know, the guru in the cooking industry. And then we also have Thurman's from Thurman's Food Factory, and we have John Reynolds from 104.
When we look at the programs that's been going on in the past, you mentioned they share stories. Does one stand out in recent memory, a story that was shared about
the creation of the cake? They all stand out. The funniest one to me was, several years ago, I cannot remember who the story was, but they based it off of the Lucille Ball where she was tasting the cough medicine.
Oh, the cough medicine, right?
Yeah, you know, and then she got a little...
The Vita Vita Vegemite.
Yes, exactly. And so he kind of based it off that. It was a rum cake, so he kept tasting the rum, and then he just incorporated the whole slurring, and it was fabulous. It was very funny.
And of course, I'm sure those that attend, they have great stories as well coming away from the event.
Oh, yeah. Yes, everybody really likes it because it's a unique event. It's a unique fundraiser. And so everybody just, you know, especially when they're new to the event, they come out and they go, that's great. I never would have thought that, you know, how it turns out with just all the entertainment.
Right. Well, Jeff, how did your baking prowess become known to those putting the event together?
Well, you know, Amy asked us to be a part of it, and, uh-huh. and you know, Amy's considered us or asked us because she considers us a celebrity, but, you know, we don't consider ourselves celebrity in the community, you know, but we are having a great time and really appreciate the people and the way that they're supporting Landry Vineyard. So it's been a really good experience here in North Louisiana. But, you know, we're from South Louisiana.
Right, and I was going to ask you about the idea for your cake. So
well,
what are you thinking of?
You know, we're trying to be a little bit careful with the possibility of being a little abrasive with this. But, you know, being from South Louisiana, they considered coonasses, you know. So, and then, you know, we're coming up into what we would consider in South Louisiana's redneck country,
right.
You know. So, and you know what you get when you cross a bunch of rednecks well, I'll leave the rest to your imagination, you know.
And that's going to be served up in the form of a cake.
That's right, yeah. We're figuring that out now.
Sure you'll be able to point out what wine would be perfectly paired with your cake as well?
Well, probably our port wine, okay. Which our Cotton Rouge would most likely be paired best with this particular cake.
Well, Jeff, your thoughts about being involved with civic groups and organizations in events like these?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking that. You know, we really do want to be a positive part of the community, not only in the way that we handle our business and do events out at Landry Vineyards with people coming out and just in really incorporating families, you know. So we want that, but we also want to be a positive part in the way that we contribute to give back to the community. And so this is an opportunity to do that, and there's lots of opportunities to do that in our community, and we have a serving community we're really appreciative to be a part of.
And Amy, of course, the Quota Club involved in a lot of projects. People may not be aware. They may have heard of the Quota Club, but really don't know exactly how they affect the community. Share on that for a moment.
Well, you know, our main focus has always been the hearing impaired. Other areas that we help are also the Battered and Women's Children, the West Monroe Senior Citizen Center, and then also what's kind of near and dear to our heart is we've adopted Boley Elementary. And so we help with Boley, and we sponsor their Teachers Appreciation each semester. We've also just recently recognized their Student of the Year. So we really are excited about helping that school and the teachers and students. And we've also participated, you know, we've given a lot of our time as well as, you know, some funds and donations, but a lot of our time, such as the Louisiana Food Bank. Mm-hmm. So we try to do a lot in our community, just a little here, a little there, wherever we can. We have a little over 20 women involved in our civic group and right. with Quota. And of course, we're always looking for more to join our club. So, you know, they can come out and help the community as well.
Well, the Night of the Cakes is coming up next week. And of course, tickets, tables available for that event. A lot of community support too. So,
yes. So
again, time and location, and how can someone find out more?
Well, the community support, mm-hmm. our number one community support so far has been Caldwell Banker Group One Realty. They're actually presenting the fundraiser, but we also have State Farm agents Pam McCardo, Blake Willis, Ben Duty, and Kim Duke, Glenwood Regional Medical Center, Bayou Life Magazine, and then American National Insurance agents Amy Johnson, which is me, Johnny Ford, Melanie Walker, and there's just a few other sponsors that we have that we're very proud of. But it is March 1st, Friday. That's a week from tomorrow at the West Monroe Convention Center. Starts at 6 o'clock. Tickets are $50 each. And it includes a full course meal, lots of entertainment, and lots of cakes.
And a number to call?
680-8777.
Amy, Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.